Chapter 34, Through the Silence. After Koshner and Vespin wedged their way through the rabbles, now overcrowded by all the refugees from the fallen northern kingdoms, and arrived at Aldmeren's temple in the late afternoon, the Aldhelm welcomed them through the back courtyard. They hitched the royal guard's horse, and both he and the Aldhelm offered their necks for Koshner to throw his arms over as they entered the back of the temple. "What happened to you, Koshner?" asked the Aldhelm. The royal sage smirked. "I took a bit of a tumble." Aldmeren, with a dazed look, said, "Well, what are you doing here? Why come to my temple?" "I'll explain everything when we get somewhere private," said Vespin. The Aldhelm nodded, led them down the hall, said, "In here," then opened a door and entered a wide room with a dining table, laughably smaller than any palace table, under a candle chandelier and counters of pots and pans on two of the walls. "Here, sit on the table," said the Aldhelm. Koshner, using he and the guard for balance, grunted as he lifted himself up on the table and plopped down. "I'll get one of our healers. Wait here. I'll be back swiftly." The Aldhelm frantically zipped out of the room, the tail of his robe floating with the drift. Koshner sighed, rubbing his leg, and glanced at Vespin, who had taken his helmet off and placed it on one of the counters. The sage had expected a smoother, crisper look by his voice, but instead the guard had a rugged, scabrous appearance. He wore his buzzed head and the small scar on his chin like a trophy, all complemented by his charcoal-colored eyes. "I've seen you around the palace many times," said Koshner, "but I'm not so sure we've been properly introduced." With a face of stone, he replied, "Name's Vespin." "Vespin," said Koshner, "I owe you a great deal of gratitude for giving me a lift here. You'd have done the same for me." The Aldhelm came back with a pillow in hand and a young lady at his side, a teenager by the looks of her. The first glimpse of Koshner had her spooked and standing at the doorway. "It's all right," said Aldmeren. "Just keep his being here secret, will you?" She hesitantly nodded and entered. "Where's the pain?" Aldmeren laid down the pillow and helped the sage to rest his head. "My right leg," said Koshner. "Are you a healer?" "Some days," she said. Vespin chuckled. The girl rubbed his leg until Koshner groaned. After a few more rubs and an apparent epiphany, she went to the pots and pans and cabinets and mashed and mixed some herbs. "I'll need to get some water and heat it over a fire. Luckily, we have one burning already. I'll be back quickly." She came back in minutes with a cup of hot water and mixed the herbs with it. "Here, there's a healing property that works well with mussels and the leaves I used to make this. Tastes horrid, but it should have you feeling better in a day or two if you drink one each morning." Koshner sat upright and sipped it, then immediately coughed to the side. "I did warn you of the taste," she said. He nodded, grimacing. "That," he coughed, "that you did." He squeezed his eyes shut and downed the rest of the liquid, holding a fist at his mouth. "Thank you graciously, Zipporah," said the Aldhelm. The young girl nodded. She glanced at Koshner, and with a slight bow, she said, "It's an honor to meet you, sage. Please heal quickly." "Thank you, young lady, but there is no need to bow." She nodded and left the room. Koshner, after taking a deep breath and smacking his lips, hoping the taste would vanish, said, "Well, Vespin, what is this news you have for us?" The guard went to the door, looked both ways out the hall, shut it, then turned to face them. With the appearance of one who isn't fond of beating around the bush, the rugged guard said, "Jarell has a plan to burn down the temples and the rabbles, and I fear the other earls will follow." The Aldhelm and the sage looked at each other, then back to the guard, unable to find words for the first few moments. "How do you know this?" the Aldhelm finally asked. "The queen came to me and asked me to warn you and Koshner, hoping there would be something you two could do to stop it. She said the king met with the leaders, and the king made it outright illegal to follow the exiles. Said it was a blatant defiance against his kingship." Koshner hung his head, wishing the pit in his stomach away to no avail. "Jarell," continued the guard, "took it one step further, suggesting that any temple refusing to contest the sage and join the loyals should be burned to the ground. The king said that if any earl so wished, they could write this law and bring it to him, and he would sign it. The queen asked me to defend them, but we may have better luck just evacuating and relocating everyone." Distraught, Koshner said, "You don't understand." With the king turning from the seven spirits and me having no access to the veiled, the only thing standing in between the Feld and their all-out assault on our kingdom are the temples. Once the temples are gone, the Feld can invade and destroy everyone in their path. What? Said Vespin. How is this so? The Aldhelm plopped onto his seat, fear in his eyes. The seven spirits see everything from atop the mountain, and we see very little down here. When the sage can hear from his spirit, we can stay ahead of the Feld in their plans to overthrow us. Without him, the Feld have the advantage of surprise. The temples are our last line of defense, where the ancient tales are kept, and the Aldhelms who study them can learn of the Feld's behaviors, discern how to keep them away, and so forth. With the temples and the ancient tales gone, man is left without any knowledge of the Feld and their plan of attack. He turned to the royal sage. It baffles me, Koshner. How can a king who once believed so faithfully in the kingdom the Milds gave us have such a radical change of heart? The Feld, said Koshner. They've spread through the 12 kingdoms like a disease, poisoning minds, and they've reached our king. It's the only thing that makes sense. The refugees pouring in from the fallen kingdoms are now witnessing the divide taking place in the High Kingdom. It's a play at stirring up the fear and crushing our hope. There is a Feld in the royal community talking into our king's ear, perverting his understanding of reality and making him blind to all the dissension his governing has brought. Sadly, I believe the king is more involved with this woman than he should be. Until the king chooses to recognize his own act in this, our kingdom will fall when the Feld attack. They're weakening our kingdom right now in preparation, and they're doing a striking job. The Aldhelm paused, clearly disturbed by the news. He looked to the sage and said, But Koshner, you are the royal sage. Surely you have some influence over him. He shook his head in sadness. I've tried, but the king banished me this day. I can no longer step foot in the palace. I can no longer step foot in the veiled. Silence lingered a moment. Princess Angel tried as well, but nothing is getting through to him. He is deeply lost in his transgressions, and only a miracle will turn him back. Vespin, still a cold look in his eye, said, The queen sent me here to warn you so you might seek a way to defend the temples. I can't return until my mission is complete. Koshner said, Do you not understand? His banishing me was more than just his anger with me. I deliver a spirit's wishes to the kingdom. The king is making it clear he no longer wishes to hear from him, but to rule of his own accord. Burning down the temples, where is taught the tale of Buon's song and the first of man, is just the start. The heavens made it clear to me the night of New Verse Eve that if we didn't follow a spirit's instruction absolutely, the Feld would attack our kingdom. The king is not turning, that much is clear. Our only hope now is to summon an army powerful enough to face the magic of the Feld when they come. Our only hope is an angel in the Milds upon her return. There's nothing we can do. The Aldhelm said, With respect, sage, we are more than just pawns. We cannot sit idly by. There must be something we can do. I am separated from the Veiled, Aldhelm. Without it, I am left powerless. The king knows that, and it's why he had me banished. The Aldhelm said, Such a defeated attitude does not come from a spirit, Koshner. I know many Aldhelms just like me who stand by you, so this news involves more than just me and my community. This involves our entire kingdom. We must do something. I agree with the Aldhelm, said Vespin. I understand, Koshner. From afar, I've witnessed your friendship with the king. This must be devastating for you. Perhaps you need to sit it out, and we will understand. But if that's the case, the Aldhelm and I will determine what must be done. I refuse to return to the queen empty-handed. Koshner calmed himself and picked up his staff. I'm sorry, he said. I just need some time. Allow me to think this evening. Just give me some time. Vespin and Marin nodded as Koshner limped with his cane out the door, noticing an immediate improvement in the pain from whatever medicine the young healer had made. The royal sage limped his way outside and grabbed a bench, staring upward into the blank, dark blue of the evening sky. The previous rainstorm had blown all other clouds away, leaving only the atmosphere between him and the seven spirits. Then, my dearest, the sage sat quietly. He said nothing for hours, but only listened. as the royal sage had learned at a younger age, when the heart was full of any emotion, spewing it all out would often yield poor results. So instead, he wordlessly awaited the stars, hoping a spirit might speak through the silence. "You'd be surprised, my dearest, how much you can hear you would have otherwise missed when you choose not to speak." And, my dearest, a spirit spoke indeed. An hour or so after the stars became visible, Koshner heard from the heavens just as the night of New Verse Eve, and with a tear streaming down his cheek, he said his only words, "Thank you." Koshner grabbed his staff and limped back inside, passing a forebearer in the hall who raised an eyebrow at him. It took a moment of searching, but he eventually found the Aldhelm's office, knocked, and entered when permitted. "Koshner," said the Aldhelm, "good to see you. How are you feeling?" The royal sage grabbed a seat and said, "Better." "Good. Where's Vespin?"
"Eating in the other room."
Staff now on his legs, Koshner leaned close and said, "You are right. Something must be done. If the king wants to wage war on his temples, the temples will fight back. We can't find a whole army ourselves, and we especially can't fight the Feld's magic ourselves, but we may be able to buy time until Angel gets here."
Aldmeron said, "How?"
"The Veiled. We can rebuild it, right in the courtyard behind the temple. A spirit will grant me the wielding of my staff to defend the temples when needed, but I must have the Veiled. How can we do this? We need Vespin, and possibly your forebearers. Mind you, this will be far from easy." The Aldhelm's smile stretched fully wide. "Then it will be worth it."
"Indeed, Aldmeron. Indeed it will."